are up to the Gemara. I'm paid down on Malalov after the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara, by your reason, Tana Nasa listening Kiddush. In the first case, it says, Kain Hedich and Nasa's Amana. So it says that it was Mutu Labalayim, but Asa Livameim. Even if he was Makadish, it would be Asa to the Yavam. It would be an Amana of Kain Gadol. But he tell him a time that Nasa Tavalay Asa Vilay Sessa. You're going to say there's a difference because he married to there's a double prohibition of a Lav and an Asay. Because she's a Bula. But you would say if it's Kiddush, she would be Mutal Yibam. But Kula Pirkin has to be Lois Asa, even though has to be Dach Lois Asa. The whole Perik is an Asa against the Lois Asa, and we say it's not Daicha. Now Rashi brings the Pasuk of Ahosi of Emta Ashara, which is the Havamina of the Gemara, but the Maskon of the Gemara is because they say Rabbi Yerushalayim to be Yishliya. And for the Gemara, Mishnah Kabbalah, the Mishnah, he said, what? No, the lav is for the kind of to marry an amana from Erison. She's still an amana.
What's the lav that she did bring for
Kiddush? Kiddush means the kind hedge did the Kiddush, and it's fine. The kind hedge can marry her. But the kind gadol, his brother, is also the yabek, even if he only was Makadosh her, because it's an amana of the kind gadol.
So the answer
is that when she's a ba'ula, it's an atzei and a loisasa. So the asav yibum can't be daicha. But when it's only a lav of amana, the asav yibum is daicha
to
lav.
Because
she wasn't the kohen was allowed to marry her, even if she, no matter what she was. We're talking about mutaris lebaleim vasuris liyav meyam.
So what's the issue then?
That the yavam can't do yibum.
Because she's an amana.
Well, again, the havamina was only if she's a ba'ula also. Because yibum can't be daicha save a loisasa. But if it would only be Mina Erisin, it would only be a lav to the Kohen Gadol. Yes. If she's in Erisin, she's still a psula. And the answer is the whole parak is asked of a loisasa and it doesn't work. The chitayim up. I talk to Gemara, I'm for the Gemara, but she's combined the Mishni save the Kohen Gadol, should not sell some on him. In the case in the save up, when it's asil the Balehen and asil to both, it has to be Kohen Gadol that married that Amon and he married her Chalala. Tav Kenasa, the Shabi Chalala, but Kiddush Shayulei. Tani Nami Reisha Nasa. So the Reisha also says Nasa. Frek the Gemara. So you learned case one, set one, because of set three. By the time Mishim say, Belish the Mishim and Siasa. In set two, it says Kohen Gadol, she Kiddush Os Amonam. V'yashle Al Kohen Hedget, that she's Mutter Liyavam. And there you need Kiddush. So why did it say Nasa in the first case? Because in the third case, third set, why doesn't it say Kiddush because of the second set? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elam Shimbat Buksa, because of the neighboring clause, meaning stick to the first set. The Gemara Lemisni Chol Shinasik Shera, that he makes her into Chalala. Mutu Lebaleyem, V'asili V'meyem. Time of the Nasa the Shavi Chalala, but Kiddush Shayulei, because nothing's wrong. Shemachi Tani Nasa. That's why it says Nasa, because the next case is Nasa. Practicing Gemara Ma'ir Dikani Amana Listik Sula. Why did it have to say Klein Hedge Shinas Amana? She's an Amana by the fact that he died. The Chitayim Xavar Haitana the Sumer Shaitim Apilim. If you're going to tell me this Tana holds that we look at the time of marriage, if she was a Sula at the time of marriage, the Klein Gadol can do Yibum. We say it's not an Amana. We say we look at the moment of marriage, and at the moment of marriage, she was a Sula. Harichol Shinas Xavar, I mean, in the Sumer Shaitim Apilim. The Chol married Xavar, she was 100% kosher at the time of the wedding, and still we say she's Asa for Yibum. The Gemara, you're right. This is for sure Mishim Seifa. The Bar the Mishim Seifa, Kohen Gadol should not sell Samana. But yes, Leach Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedge, Dabka Amana, Vesula Chasile. Since in the third set, we needed an Amana. Shemachik Tani Amana, so it says Amana in the first set, but Enochidami in the first set, it could be a Vesula as well. Maskeva Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Lechai Rag can come up with a new set of cases that could fit set 1, 2, 3, and 4. Again, set 1 is Mutter Lebaleim Vasuris Livameim. Set 2 is Mutter Asir Lebaleim and Mutaris Livameim. Set 3 is Asir to both, and set 4 is Mutter to both. So we have like this. Chiyasir, the Amisir Lechal, the Asir Rabdim Yom Reb Yechidin. Mitzvi Shaini Shinasa Mitzvus Rishaina. Second generation Mitzvi married the first generation Mitzris. And according to Rabdim Yibana Shaini Havi, we go by the mother. So listening now, me mitzvah sheni shenasa shtei mitzvahs akas v'shein nevachas shniya. Let us have a mitzvah sheni to marry both sheni and shniya, a shniya and a v'sheina. V'ha'ilei bonim v'sheina v'shniya. And he had children from both of them. They're brothers, they're paternal brothers. One is a mitzvah sheni and one is a mitzvah shlishi. Inasim Kirakayu, if the Shlishi married a Bas Yisrael, which he's allowed to, and the Mishani married a Shnia, which he's supposed to, because the Shlishi can't marry the Shainis, and the Shnia, the Shani can't marry the Bas Yisrael. If the Shani married a Bas Yisrael and the Shlishi married a Mitzri Shani, they did an illegal marriage, but it's put into the Yavam. Because the Giyaris can marry both a Mitzri Shlishi and a Mitzri Shani, and can have Hibum for both a Mitzri Shlishi or a Mitzri Shani. Asuris Leilu Leilu is islandess. Now that would only be Usher for Hibum, right? It wouldn't be Usher Lebalehen, because if they married her, right, it would be Usher Leilu Leilu, meaning, why would it be Usher Leilu Leilu if it's an islandess? Because Yisraelis, if a Shani married an islandess, she's Usher, only one case, if a Shani married a Bas Yisrael islandess, it's Usher because she's a Bas Yisrael. And it's also the Yibum because she's an islandess. The Basti Yisroel, who married an islandess, would not have a problem. So that would be also the Yisroel.
She's
a regular Yisroel.
Why does it have to be that the original husband is a
Mitzvah Shani? He's a Mitzvah Rishon, married a Mitzvah Rishona. The kid would be a, yeah, but then he wouldn't have a kid, a Shlishi.
Wouldn't have a brother
as Shlishi. Yeah, it could be a Mitsubishi that married a Shnei. Same thing, yeah, right. It could be. Right. He's responding to a case of the man, the other, that says you go by the father, so he's saying you go by the mother. That's why he says Mitsubishi. That's why he originally said Mitsubishi Rav Dimi. Zangtikamar Vait, the Tana Bishariah, Fetikamar Mai Shariah, the High Shariah, Shariah Ptuadaka. Because of Ptuadaka, again, it could be asked to the husband if he's up to a doctor, it could be asked to the oven if he's up to a doctor, it could be asked to both if they're both to a doctor, it could be mutter to both if she's a geyeris. Dr. Kamari Mishim to a doctor, Lav Shuri, if they're trying to lay Chayve Lavin, if there's other Chayve Lavin, there would be nothing to gain, whereas Mitzvah is a Chayve Asay, it would be a new case. Dr. Kamari to Chayve Lavin, like Tani Bahadur Tani, it says many Chayve Lavin in the Mishnah, it would have listed this one also. Tani Hoykain Hed, Nishinas Amana, Bechol Shinas Aksherah. Right, both are chayvi lavim. Again, to the yavam. That is mahu itzukalei lashmina kudavudam arav. That case tells us a chiddush. Amar vudam arav who's ruksheris lunas lipsulam. That a kashur girl who's ksheris lakuna can marry a chalol, even though she becomes a chalola. So you have another lav. But the maholei nami hanami loy mahadim misni. Lashmina lav shein shava b'kayil. First it tells me Lavin of Kahuna, then it tells me Lavin of everybody. But the Gemara, but still, Ktori Yisrael Shinasa Mamzeres Yeshlach Yisrael. Right? It says Yisrael Shinasa Bas Yisrael Yeshlach Mamzer, then it says Yisrael Shinasa Mamzeres Yeshlach Yisrael. Extra case. Lav Shmami not Tana B'Shaya. The answer is we are listing multiple Lavin. We could have listed B'Tzuadaka. We didn't because of Tana B'Shaya. So we left out two cases, Mitzri and Tzuadaka. Shmami not. Don't think my right to goof on my review of a rab. Can a kohenis marry a chol? Yes, that's from Yehuda's halacha. That a girl, a bas kayan, has no restrictions of marrying anybody that a Yisraelis can't marry. Can marry. She's no different than a bas Yisrael. That's from Yehuda's rab's chiddush. That even though she's a bas kayan, she has no marital restrictions any more than a bas Yisrael has.
Everyone holds that.
Rabbi Huda Marav says that Kiddush, we have nobody that argues. We have a papa later on that brings a rye from the Mishnah, not that way, which we get out of. Nothing in my mind. Guvam Rabbi Huda Marav, Lehuzuk Sherith, Lehuzuk Sulam, Lehman Messiah, Chol Shinasim Sherah, my love Kahana, Saruya Loi. Sherah means she's kosher to him, which means she's a Bas Kayan, which is the preferred marriage. A Kayan should marry a Bas Kayan. Mak Sherah, Sherah Lakuna. Nothing more like Israelis. He means he married a kosher Jewish lady. My cherit cherit l'kol. Practic gemara chiyesh last kasher not be kasher l'kol. Mechal du pasul l'kol. If cherit means kasher l'kol, then kasher would mean kasher l'kol. What the kol was pasul l'kol? The kol is not pasul l'kol. Elalav kayin. Teret says ach kasher means kayin. Umidhu kayin. When we refer to kasher, we mean a kayin. He kayhenes. So when we refer to her being kasher, we also mean that she is a kayhenes. Now the gemara midi yoyad k'disa. The k'disa no raya. She can be cherit l'kol. he could be a kosher kayim. Masa Rav Bar Nachman says lo yikachu, just twice lo yikachu. Isha zayin v'chalav lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. V'lamech isha muzeres adayish, that she's also usher. That we think at this point means that a bas kayin has restrictions, just like a ben kayin has restrictions. Female kahanathan has restrictions, just like male kahanim have restrictions. Amarava, no, that's not what it means. Kalecha dohu muzer, when he can't marry a woman, he muzeres. Right? He can't marry a grusha, so the grusha also has a lav. Kalecha dohu le muzer, but if he doesn't have a lav, a chol has no lav to marry a kshera, it's not his iser. He le muzeres, she's not warned either. Practicing Rav Hamach, and Nafka need a pasi to include a lady from Lo Yikachu. Rav Yehuda Merav Nafka. We learn it out from Yehuda Merav. Number of Yehuda Merav Chentundir Ben Rishmol. Isha Yishu Tiyasa Mikol Chata So Adam. Hishra Kasev Isha Leish Lachol Esen Anshin Shabatayra. All Lavin and Karasin. Aseis are not called Anshin. That's why women are not included in Mitzvah Aseis as Mangrama. But they are included in all Lavin and Karasin. The truth is they're excluded from two Lavin, but that's not here. That the Gemara Imahiyav Amin Lava Shavu Bekayel. I would have said they're included in all Lavin that apply to all Jews across the board. I'm a Lav Shein Shavu Bekayel only to Kahuna. I would think Loi. That's why I need Loi Yikachu Loi Yikachu. Correct the Gemara about Tumah the Lav Shein Shavu Bekayel. But time is the Kasher Rachman of Neiham Veloi Benoi Saren. A Lav Ochiyav Amin and Nashim Chayavas. You see that the default option is that it includes women. We have to exclude women from Tumah. If you're right, the Loi Yikachu includes women. So why? I mean, but it means without Lo Yikachu, we wouldn't include women. So why by Tumah would we? So the Gemara, my time alav is the Yehuda Merav. So the word Lo Yikachu. Once it says Lo Yikachu, we would include women for Tumah also. So we have to exclude them. Igur the army kicha itzuchalei. Just the opposite. Really, Reb Yehuda Merav will teach me everything. But once the Torah excluded them from Tumah, I would think they're excluded from all Yisurikuna. Samgdai the Chamina Ligma Mitumah Kamash Malach. Rabbi Rav Huna Breda Rishu Iklu the Sheikh Nesvi. They came to the city of Sheikh Nesvi. The Asher Rav Huna Reza Bar Rav. By Minayu, people asked them the following shayla. Who's the root shayla? Not a lip to my life. Can a kosher kahenes marry a chol or not? Amalu Rabbi Tanisua. The Beferish Mishnah and Kedushin. Asari Yachsin Olami Bavo. 10 Yachsin, 10 categories of genealogical, I forgot already the words he used. Whatever. What? 10 genealogical groups came up from Bubble. What? Classes, thank you. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, Charurim, Frid, Avodim, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shtuki, Vasufi, Shtuki knows who his mom is, doesn't know who his dad is. A Sufi doesn't know who his mom or dad is. And the Mishnah continues. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Mutarim, Zebazem, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, Charurim, Mutarim, Zebazem, Gary Haruru Mazer Nasini Shukti Vasubi Matarm Lab Zabazab because Kal Garam lay a tricol. Vilu Kahanas Lakol like Tummy doesn't allow a Kahanas Rakol. It says Kahanim are not allowed to marry Halolim. And the Havamina is it goes both ways. It's a raya that a Kahanas cannot marry a chol. So the Gemara from the Shua no. Kalechidani Nasi Mahani Vali Nasi Mahani. When it can go both ways. So Ksani, Kayan keeping the Ilum Boyal the Mints of Halola Sirilai. A male Kayan cannot marry a Halola. Like Tani, therefore, it doesn't mix Kahanim and Chalolim. They didn't want to get involved in differentiating between men and women, so it just said Kahanim can't marry Chalolim. Yasul the Kamed Ravidi Baravim. They came to Ravidi Baravim, who died as young ones. Halki Amar Ravidi Baravim, who's a Ksheris, who's a Nasul of Sulam, a Kahanis can marry a Chalol. Shneers Medivre Seifrim. The secondary Arayas, which are rabbinically prohibited. So again, the Mishnah talks about Shneer Labal, Shneer Liyavim. Right, that's what the Mishnah talks about. He's a Shnei Labal, which we took away her tzuba. She's not a Shnei Liyavim, and he's Miyavim her. Yash lo tzuba Miyavim? I lie. Kivin damar mar, ksubas ha-nichse bayla rishon lesla. Really, the tzuba belongs to the first one's estate, and over here she doesn't get one, so she doesn't get one. Aduma kivin dila lesla merishon tzila rabana misheni isla. And again, many Rishonim learn that this would only be an allowance for him to do Yibam and get rid of her right away. If he stays married to her, for sure she would get a ksuba. Question is, can he be miyavim her and then divorce her right away without giving a ksuba? Because the ksuba is supposed to be the first husband, and he doesn't assume it because of the knas. But if he would stay married to her, we don't want men to stay married to wives without a ksuba. That's what some Rishonim say. There are some Rishonim that argue.
Does the knas stay with her?
The Knast angels are just for the Yibam, not for long term. Amu Rav Sheshes to Nisuak. Subas Amik Sabai Larishim, Majdi Labal Filim Yabam, Eila. That's the Farish. Chal the Ikid Islam Yabam. Why did the Brisa didn't mention a word about any Yabam giving anything? So Ramek Sabal Kiktani. It's missing a piece, and this is what it's supposed to say. Subas Amik Sabai Larishim. He left my Marishim, Tina Lamishani. If there's no Ksuba from the first one, he has no money. But then the second one has to pay. But Moshe Shneir Labal, I feel the Yavim Ein Law. She doesn't even get from the Yavim.
Even if you get the first one doesn't have.
Even if the first one doesn't have, right? Right, correct. Because it's a Knas. The Knas, even though he doesn't have, but the Knas is still there. Yes.
But there's another option. Whatever happens when you don't have the money, so you report him on the second guy. There's nowhere else to get it from.
Right.
There's another option. Go out and collect it.
I know what you mean by that.
Let the first husband's...
First husband died.
Family.
His family doesn't exist. His brother is darshaning him. If he had a family, there wouldn't be Yibum.
Well, I understand. What is, in the end, if the first husband doesn't have any money...
The second one has to give it.
That's in a regular marriage.
No, and a regular... Shnia doesn't have to give it.
Well,
part of the knot. Again, the second one's assuming the first one's marriage, which comes without a ksuba. Now again, Tamrishaynim learned that does not permit a long-term relationship. Just a one-time yibum and then get rid of her without paying the ksuba.
As long as
you're
not allowed to get married, right? In normal cases, she is not allowed to get married to the yibum.
Why? She's not a steer to the yibum. She's a steer labal. She was not a steer to the oven. Why can't you get married to the oven? By my name, Rablazim Rabbi Yechidim. Amon l'kayin God, l'kushim ha-chalutim l'kayin hedjet. Who gets ksuba? Yash l'mazayna, say ain l'mazayna. Does he have to feed her? Rekting my hechidam. You remember the answer to say, she's under him, by my doitzi, because he's got to get rid of her. So obviously, she doesn't have mazayna. We're not going to keep the relationship going. Mazayna is what? The Gemara like, she's a shaluchu l'mdina, say yam v'lav savakla. She borrowed money, usually he has to cover it. My, which is the end of the relationship, Islam. Even though he's not here now, but the fact that he's feeding her keeps the marriage going longer, Lesla. Amalai Sarabiyachin and answered Lesla. He asked him, Atanya Yeshla, the writer said yes. Itanya Lachamisa. If he died, the state has to feed her, even though she's an Aman of the Kain Gadol. He died. So now the estate leads her because it's not prolonging any marriage. And it's not ksuba. Is the Amr Amalei Tanya Yeshla? Rabbi Yechiman answered from the Braisa. And the question was, don't we want to break the marriage up? So the answer back was, well, Tanya Yeshla, but the Braisa said yes. Tanya Hilachim, he said, same Matzkana. After death, the estate has to feed her. Hana Rabbanos. Amon l'kayin God l'gushiv ha'gutu l'kayin hedjit yesh l'ksuba Paris, Mizaynas, Ublois. She said, Ksuba, he has to reimburse her for the Paris. He doesn't have to redeem her, but he has to reimburse her for the Paris. She gets fed if he dies, and she gets the worn-out clothing. Mibsula, she becomes a Chalala. Vlad Apostle, her son, is a Chalala. The Kaivinaisu Lahaitzi, we obviously try our hardest to break up that marriage. Shneas Medibre Seifim, Ein Luxuba, like Paris, Mizaynas, Ublois. We punish her. However, no consequences to her or her children. And again, we do our best to try to break up the marriage.
New clothing.
I don't know what that means.
Not worn-out clothing.
Well, for sure she doesn't get the new clothing. She doesn't get the worn-out clothing. Doesn't get anything back. I lost you.
Why did it fit?
Because usually the clothing she brings in, she brought it in at the time of the marriage. That's when she brings in things. She doesn't provide things in the middle of the marriage. She doesn't.
So these are worn-out clothing that he provided.
She provided.
He can't keep them.
She can't take it back from him that he wore, that he used. That she can't take it back.
So Blois wore after the year of later, she's allowed to keep those. She takes those
to him. No. Blois is things she brought into the marriage that he used.
Use her clothing?
What? Not women's clothing. She brought in things to use. It could be blankets and covers and whatever it is. She doesn't get them back.
What's the
He doesn't have to reimburse him for all the fruit he ate.
But the question is, was he allowed to Achila to keep the parents?
Again, was he allowed to get married?
I'm asking a question.
I'm answering your question.
He doesn't have to redeem him, right?
Right.
So he doesn't get rishus on the parents, right?
He took him.
Oh, so I'm saying
it's not Gzela. Because it's the right of the husband, he gets
parents. But L'chachila, he really shouldn't be taking parents, right?
Shouldn't get married to her.
But we had that, you
said that. Rashi uses the word Shaloi Kedin Achlam.
Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Oh, good. Very good. You're right. But we don't make him pay for it. They're both pasul. He's pasul temporarily to do avodah. She becomes the chalava. Rashi says, because not kantsuaisa, that means we don't take it away from her. That's how Rashi explains kantsuaisa, the regular ksuba. And the way it's understood now is because the fact that they're pasul creates enough friction that we don't have to punish her to get the marriage to break up. Correct. It's all built into the system that they're going to kill each other. I mean, because they're puzzle, and people don't like to be puzzle. So she should want to leave the marriage because there's no financial benefit for her. Rabbi Yomer, halalu divrei Tyra, divrei Tyra, and chichen chizuk. Tyra's words only chizuk, halalu divrei Tyra, divrei Tyra, and chichen chizuk. Davar achar, zeu margila, vezuhi margila soy. By Lavin, we say he's the driving engine of the marriage, and by Darbonon, we say she is the driving engine of the marriage. Back to Gemara, davar achar, mang tanila. Who said that shot? Igadi amir abshim b'lozik tanila. That's what he meant to begin with. Not like we explained it at first, because psul makes fighting. If she becomes psul and the kids become psul, she's not going to drive the marriage. A, for two reasons. Number one, she doesn't like to become psul. But more than that, she knows her husband doesn't want it, the man doesn't want his kids psul. She'll never be able to persuade him to marry her. Terence says he wants her, so he's persuading her. Because there's no consequences, it's easy for her to persuade him. And we say a woman wants to get married more than a man. According to Rebbe's rule, the chalutza should lose a ksuba because it's only rabbinically prohibited. Even the pasul, he passes her from truma drabanan. Since he passes her, she's not going to be the driving engine there, therefore we don't punish her with the ksuba. Now we're going to go with the first shot. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the one that differentiated about who drives the marriage. So my ikka ben Rebbe Rav Shimon ben Elazar, what case would be the difference? Amar Rav Chizda, Mamzeres and Estina li Yisrael ikka ben Ayu. Mandam b'daraisa, nami daraisa. Mandam neshu margila, that she wouldn't dare try to persuade a man to marry her because his kids are going to be mamzerim. Here, Hohi Margila, it's not true, because she can tell him that 50% of your kids will be able to shed mamzerus long term, and therefore she takes the chance of persuading him, so she loses the ksuba. Practic Gemara of Liazin Amar to Abed Mamzer, there's no way to shed mamzerus. Hohi Margila, immediately she won't dare try to persuade him, because nobody wants his kids to be puzzled. Elam Rav Yosef, you're right, Mamzer Gushasa Mishinisati Kibanayu. Remarrying a first husband after she married a second time. Mandam deraisa, nami deraisa. Mandam neshu margila, hohi margila lei, because there are no consequences. And therefore, she has nothing to, she'll try to persuade him to marry her. According to Bekiva, who says, yes, mamza mechayv alav, she's not going to try, because the kids are going to be a mamza. However, she's going to persuade her husband, the guy, to marry her. Elam rabba bulu l'kayin godli kibinai. Mandam deraisa, nami deraisa. Mandam mishneshu magila, holy margila lay. There are no consequences. So she can go to him and say, listen, marry me, there's no consequences. What are you afraid of? Nothing's going to happen. So therefore she drives the marriage. And again, the assumption is that in a regular case, the woman drives the marriage. There are consequences. She won't dare try to persuade him. Elam Ravashi, magza suffix itasti kibinayu. She's a suffix site up. She became asur to him, right? Because she had kinui and stira. She did not drink, right? And now the question is, should you lose it? He divorced her and he remarried her. Does she get a ksuba? It's a lav, it's asur to marry her, but there's no consequences. There are no consequences, therefore she'll drive the marriage. According to her, it's not true. She becomes a zayna if she remarries her husband. So therefore, there are consequences. She doesn't want to turn into a zayna. She was mizana, and he divorced her, and now he's taking her back. And she's a Zayna already, and the kids will not be Mamzerim, even according to Bekiva. See Memtes Amud Beis, it says that this is an exception to the rule. And therefore, there's no consequences, but it's a deraisa. According to Rebbe, she wouldn't lose the Ksuba. According to Shimon ben Elazar, she would lose the Ksuba. Everybody should have a wonderful day tomorrow morning in Mir Tishem. 6 a.m.